Are you Muslim? Where does your loyalties lie? Do they lie with you being British? Or does it lie with you being a Muslim? You get many a question, many a seminars on this title. Identity crisis, subhanAllah. Identity crisis. There's a crisis, identity crisis. People don't know where they're from. A person living in the UK is putting up the flag of another country. What's the big deal about that? Why are you living here in the first place? Go back where you come from then. Yeah. If you're living in this country, then you're gonna uphold the values of the country that you're living in. Please don't take any offense from what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make this issue understandable through the Quran and Hadith. A crisis identity. Are we British? Muslims? Are we Muslim first? Are we British first? A crisis identity is taking place in societies throughout the UK. Questions are posed by politicians. Seminars are organized on this identity crisis. Let me just mention a bit on here. We don't have any problem with identity crisis. There is nothing wrong in saying I am a British Muslim, because that's where we belong. If we are born in this country, if we are raised in this country, then Britishness is our national identity. That's our identity. That's our nationality. That's where we are from. But our personal identity is that we are Muslims, subhanAllah. We're Muslims. And our personal and individual identity brings some responsibility. We don't have nothing to do with breaking the law of the country that we live in. Islam has got nothing to do with extremism. Islam has nothing to do with fundamentalism. Islam has got nothing to do with such things which people try to portray as being part of Islam. Allah says in the Holy Quran, أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. You are a moderate nation. No right-wing, no left-wing. So we're against all right-wing and left-wing. Islam is a moderate religion. Then you have people from within our country who are unfortunately questioning our own existence in this very country that we're living in. These are loonies on our streets. And we have to challenge these lunatics from both extremes, whether they be Muslims or non-Muslims. If you be a Muslim and you're not happy with your identity, salamu alaykum, good office. Now go. Go to where you think you're going to get Sharia upon yourself. You won't be ready for it, my friend. Yes. At the end of the day, you're living in a country which is giving you liberty of choice, which is giving you liberty to practice Islam. Alhamdulillah. You know, like I said, there are challenges which I will talk upon. But we have freedom. We have freedom in our country, and I say our country because I was born. Who was born here? Put your hands up. Who was born in the United Kingdom? Who was born here? Who's a British national? Put your hands up. Who's got a British passport? Only else who doesn't can go back to your house. Who's got a British passport? Yeah? Majority of sitting here have a British passport. Many other sitting here were born in this country. Well, we can't say I'm going back home, because this is our home. This is where we were born. This is where we were brought up. This is where we were brought up, and we can't be sent to somewhere where we don't know nothing about. We're not aware of the culture, because this is where we've been brought up. Allahu Akbar. To be a British Muslim is a young Muslim's challenge. We're living in a society today where there are so many challenges coming onto us. And one of the challenges that we're facing is the identity crisis. Let me be clear, so we don't misunderstand, misquote Rafiq Sufi by any chance. Alhamdulillah, I can say, I'm proud to be a British Muslim. I'm proud to be a British Muslim. I have, because I know my country upholds the values which I live for. It's freedom of religion. And Alhamdulillah, we have to respect that. Don't you know the media today? People don't have freedom of choice. They can't practice their Islam in so-called Muslim countries. Yes or no? Oh, why are you quiet for? Yes or no?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, accept it. Let's not hide behind the bushes here. Yeah. You can't have a gathering like this in many Muslim countries. You'll be banned. biggest controversy this creed, ulama and scholars have been muted. Can't speak. Ha! Alhamdulillah, we have this pleasure. We have this honor here. And mashallah, Rafiq Sufi can travel from Rochdale to Bradford in one day, a few hours. Who's going to stop me? I'm a British national. Ain't going to do anything against the law. Alhamdulillah, we don't have no place to do that. We can travel from one end to the other for propagating our deen, yes or no?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, Jamaat are moving around. Ooh, everywhere, alhamdulillah. With the purpose of trying to make people understand the value of deen. Yes or no?
Yes.
So alhamdulillah, we have these liberties. And we have to understand that. The country that we're living in is actually our host country. We're actually visitors, to be honest. Our forefathers, our parents, our grandparents that came here, they welcomed them for maybe monetary purposes for jobs. Because the economy at that time wanted manpower for labor. But now this is our country. MashaAllah, many brothers I see are native British. Their generation are from this country. Maybe their background is Irish, Scottish, British, I mean English, or whatever, or Welsh. But they are native British. They are accepting Islam because they have seen the beauty of Islam, subhanAllah. Yeah? They have seen the beauty of Islam. They have recognized haq from batil. They have recognized truth from falsehood. That's why they have accepted Islam. Allah bless them, Amin Ya Rabbal Alamin. Their presence gives us so much encouragement, gives us so much boost of iman. Because me and you, Abdullah Abdurrahman, Fatima Zainab, because we were born Muslims, we haven't had to go through the sacrifice. We don't realize how much these brothers and sisters have to go through. We don't realize. We were given, at the time when we were born, our parents, Qulabullah, come, Azan in the right ear, Iqamat in the left ear, and we were given tahniq, and this and this. It was given as gratis to us. They did our khadana. Yeah, we didn't even realize. Allahu Akbar. And now, these brothers, when they accept Islam, they are going through the sunnah of Rasulullah at an age when it's so difficult to bear it. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Subhanallah. Isn't it gratis for you? Isn't it simple? Allah Ta'ala has made deen easy for me and you. Subhanallah. So being a British Muslim is something that we should be honored about. I am not a British agent by any way, alhamdulillah. Don't worry about it, yeah. I ain't come here to speak on behalf of the British government because I'm not a politician. I don't belong to any political party. I am apolitical, yes. But I'm telling you what's the reality. The reality is that we do have challenges. And like I said, the challenges that we are facing in the form of loonies on our streets and telling us to go back home, which form? This is our home. They don't understand. They're eating our very curries of Asians, yeah. They're eating the pizzas of the Italians, yeah. Even like I was looking at a documentary that day, our queen, who's our queen? Queen Elizabeth II, yeah? Her husband, if I get his name right, Philip, is it? Am I right, Philip? Philip's background, can I ask you people, is Greek? He came from Greece, yes, if I'm not wrong. Well, I have a Greek descendant. She got married to Philip, and I was looking at the document, they said, and that way, I think it just called me at that time. When they mentioned in the documentary that she got married to a person that was from a Greek background, so what are you talking about Britishness? When at the end of the day, your queen husband himself is not actually born in the United Kingdom, or maybe his descendants are going back all the way to Greece. Nothing to do with that. It's a challenge that we face. And this challenge, we ask first and foremost Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah help us in our task in trying to challenge these people who don't have the right knowledge of Islam. Yeah. They've got wrong things. They think Islam is all about chopping hands. Yeah? They think Islam is all about chopping hands. No man, we're living in a country. Islamic law will not apply here. Sharia laws, Sharia councils are there to advise people onto day-to-day issues. When a person gives salat to his wife, what is the Islamic injunction? What happens next? They will go to the Sharia court. It's nothing to do with taking over the courts of the UK system, no. is about understanding Islam. Unfortunately, they don't have understanding of Islam. Does it mean to say we become loonies? Yeah? And we start doing things which can hurt somebody's feelings? Is it part of Islam to burn a copy? Allahu Akbar. Is this what you call an Islamic affair? Is this what you call Islamic? That you burn a copy on the day because these people are celebrating war memory, and the people who gave their life for their country fine and well, if they gave it, that's their issue. But why are we hurting their feelings? By burning a copy? Allahu Akbar. What's that got to do? Then are they not going to burn the Quran? Are they going to make our feelings hurt? Because what's dear to us is the Holy Quran. They will make schemes of trying to burn the Quran, trying to depict the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a cartoon form. What do you expect from them? Unfortunately, I will call these people not educated in Islam. They are not educated in Islam. And they are doing sexual activities, which is heretic. These are all brothers of humanity. We have a responsibility upon our human brothers and sisters. I'm going away astray from the topic, but I just wanted to mention at this juncture, Allah Ta'ala just put it in my mind to mention it, Allah Ta'ala make it clear, inshaAllah, but I may goodness in what I'm saying today, but it's important for me and you to understand that being British has got nothing to do, it's not on two opposites. We can be British, and at the same time, we can be Muslims, alhamdulillah. We can practice our deen, alhamdulillah. We can dress up the way we want to dress up, inshallah. We can keep the lihya and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mothers and sisters can wear the hijab and the niqab, alhamdulillah. There is no restriction. But challenges are coming upon us in different forms and shapes. There's a challenge for the Muslims in France. Sisters have been banned to wear the niqab or the hijab. It's a challenge for them. But Allah Ta'ala assist them in their challenge, inshallah. May Allah assist them, inshallah. See, I mean, inshallah. What do you want to give your life for that? See, I mean, the peace. Yeah. It's those brothers and sisters over there who are going through the challenge. Subhanallah, at that time when I received an email, and then it came on the news as well, that one Muslim, took upon the responsibility on himself, a French businessman. And what does he say? He says, every sister should wear the hijab, subhanAllah. Go out, wear it. If you get fined, I'll pay for it, subhanAllah. Allah will create means, inshallah. Allah will create means, inshallah. It's for Allah, subhanAllah. We have to try and make sure that we don't break the law of Islam in a way which is going to be offending somebody. That's all we're going to say. Coming back to the issue. Me and you are facing many challenges. Our youngster today is going through the stage of adolescence into adulthood. And one of the crises he's facing is what does it mean to be a young Muslim? SubhanAllah. If we study our history, what do we learn? Who are the flag bearers of Islam? SubhanAllah. Shabab al-Muslimin. Who are the ones that brought Islam forward? Shabab al-Muslimin. The youngsters of the Ummah. Who are the ones who took forward, Islam forward, and who are the ones who helped Islam to prosper? None but Shabab al-Muslimin. Who are the ones that brought revolution on the face of this earth? None but the Shabab al-Muslimin. Alhamdulillah, Allah has honored us to be in this stage in our life that we can make a difference. We can make a difference to the society that we live in, inshallah. Yes. Not that we get indulged. And I want to get rich, and I want to drive the nice cars. Not that driving a nice car is banning Islam, is not. Alhamdulillah, Allah given you halal means, use it. To shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just by getting quick money, doing drug dealing, na'udhu billahi min zalik, fraudsters living within us, some of them, what do? They dress up as pious people. Na'udhu billahi. And then some people start to criticize. अरे दाढ़ी वाले भी ऐसे काम करते हैं. दाढ़ी वाला नहीं करता, करने वाले भी दाढ़ी रखती है. हाँ, ऐसे देखो ना. जिसके पास दाढ़ी होगी वो ऐसा काम कदा नहीं करेगा. लेकिन करने वाला दाढ़ी रख रहा है, करने वाला जुब्बा पहन रहा है, क्यों? इसलिए कि देखने वाला ये समझेगा कि अच्छा आदमी है, धोखा लेने के लिए. In fact, he's deceiving people. The people that have the sunnah will always try, because the sunnah, I can swear by the name of Allah. Wallahi, billahi tallah, this very sunnah will protect you from sin, inshallah. It will protect you, inshallah. When you're walking on the street, and then suddenly you get indulged with some activity with your friends, and they say, come on, let's do this. Suddenly he reminds you, I've got a beard on my face. Yeah? Allahu Akbar. It reminds you, I have a beard on my face, and then that stops you from committing that sin, subhanAllah. Isn't that a blessing, yes or no? So the sunnah is a blessing for us in this world, obviously in the akhirah, in this world as well. It's a blessing for me. It's a benefit that it will save us from sinning, inshaAllah. So a young Muslim is those people, inshaAllah, who will try and implement Islam in their day-to-day life, and not get engrossed and indulged in activities by which they think they're going to become rich quick. If Allah gives somebody the wit, if Allah gives somebody the understanding of doing something and accumulating quick wealth in quick time, halal means, alhamdulillah, you will call that person a genius, mashallah. If this guy has got the wit, yeah? He's got the understanding and he's made quick money in a short time. But through halal, sometimes somebody does business for a little while, Allah gives them barakah. Huh? It means it's successful. Yeah? That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person's been doing business for 20 years, he doesn't earn, then a person is earning, a person has just started business in the last few years. Allah, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from Allah. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person, we Muslims, we will be going through a stage where we will be having a lot of challenges. We want to get rich, but let's make sure we don't follow our whims and desires for that. But remember, حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this riwayah has been mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. In his Sahih, Hadrat Abu Huraira says, radiallahu ta'ala an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Jahannam, hellfire has been covered with lust and desire. Allahu Akbar. Shahwat. You want to follow your whims, your desires. And what will happen? What will happen? Man ataka al-hijab. Whosoever will tear the hijab. Wasala ila al-mahjoom. Allahu Akbar. Wasala ila al-mahjoom. Whosoever will tear the hijab and the cover will reach what is hidden behind the cover. If you follow your whims and desires, you will tear the hijab and the cover of Jahannam, and then eventually it will lead a peace person into Jahannam. Allah protect us. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. وَحُجِبَتْ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. And if we tear the cover of Jannah, and what is that? To go through hardship, to go through difficulties, to wake up for Salatul Fajr. Allahu Akbar, summer days are coming, long days, when Fajr Salah will now be nearly 4:15, and Isha Salah will be about 10:11, very short night. Isha Salah, as soon as you go home, by the time you go to sleep, next thing you know you wake up, yeah? For Salatul Fajr. This is Quran. Our ulama and mashayikh have said, if a Muslim living in this country, especially in the Western Hemisphere, when they have long day, short night, if a person is punctual on their five prayers, inshallah, that will be a means of him getting taqwa, inshallah. Definitely, brothers and sisters in Islam, it's not easy. In summer, in winter, sometimes in winter we have a different phenomenon. Namaz coming one after the other, one after the other. It's like having a race to another, eh? So in winter we have a different challenge. Zuhr and Maghrib, all together. And in summer we have a different challenge. In our countries, where our parents came from, India, Pakistan, or Arabian Peninsula, African countries, the days are quite even throughout the year. You know, it might be a half an hour difference, give and take. But generally, it's the same. So they don't have much difficulty in setting the pattern. But we have to go through Makari. Hujibat al-Jannatu bil Makari. We have to keep on changing our pattern. Keep on changing our pattern, and then the difficulty of adopting one, and then changing it again, and then changing it again, inshallah, this will be as a means of us opening the veil of Jannah and entering into Jannah, inshallah, inshallah. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdullah ibn Rahman, Fatima Zainab, we have to understand that get rich and try dying. Life will come to an end. Shaykh can know, it can be mentioned to us, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a person will want wealth. He'll get wealth. Wadi, a full valley, full of gold. What will he say? I hope I have wadiyan. I have two valleys of full of wealth. It will never, it's a non-stop story. It's never ending. The only thing that's going to fill his stomach is what? The soil of the dust of the grave of Allah. Soil of the dust of the grave. That's the only thing that's going to finish up. It's going to be contained in nothing. Adam, wa yashibu minhu ithnan. Day by day, Ibn Adam is going old. He's going closer to his grave. Day by day, Rasulullah says, Ibn Adam, wa yashibu minhu ithnan. Two things are becoming young in him. Al-hirsu ala al-mal, wal-hirsu ala al-umar. One is the desire of wealth, and the other is the desire to live long. Allah protect us, Amin. Allah bachai. This time which Allah has given us, it's so valuable, subhanAllah. It's so valuable. We can't waste in futile activities. We can't waste it in things which Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to stay away from. And Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, أوصاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعشر كلمات. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم gave me وصية of 10 things. And then he mentions one after the other. He says, لا تشرك بالله شيئا. Don't associate partners with Allah. إن قتلت أو حرقت. Even if they kill you alive. Or if they burn you. Never give up. شهادة لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Stay firm on your deen. Never associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعُفَّنَّ وَالِدَاكَ وَالِدَيْكَ. Never disobey your parents. Never disobey your parents. وَإِنْ أَمَرَاكَ أَنْ تَخْرُجْ مِنْ أَهْلِ وَمَالِ. Even if they tell you to leave your wealth and your family, do not disobey them. وَلَا تَتْرُكَنَّ صَلَاةً مَكْتُوبَةً مُتَعَمِّدًا. Today, we see Abdullah ibn Rahman putting the alarm clock. I'm off today. It's Good Friday. It's Saturday. It's Easter Sunday. It's Monday. Yeah, bank holiday Monday. I don't have to go to work. Everybody's got a holiday from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody that's working gets the holiday, official holiday, not in our Asian companies, you know. Some of them don't give holidays, subhanAllah. Asian companies don't believe in bank holidays, yeah? They believe in bank more business, you know? But when you have official holidays, you're working in a company and they give you official holiday. Who was on holiday today? Official, not normal, official holiday. Not many people work here. SubhanAllah. You have a lot of unemployed people in Rochdale, do you? SubhanAllah. A free day! Good Friday, as they call it. The Christians have a belief in this. Regarding Good Friday, Sheikh must have told you. Good Friday is actually a very important belief and a very important day in the Christian calendar. This is the day they believe, the Christians believe, according to their scriptures, that Isa alayhi salam, a'udhu billahi min dhalik, Allah protect us, they believe Isa alayhi salam was crucified on this day. Yes? And they believe Easter Sunday was the day when he was resurrected again. This is one of the most holiest periods and one of the oldest festivals and celebrations for the Christians. But they celebrate that in their own way. They believe in Good Friday. When they want Good Friday, some of their scholars have mentioned Good Friday means God's Friday. It was God's Friday, but they got, the word got corrupted into Good Friday. Yeah? Some of us say that Good Friday is the good denotes holiness. As I'm getting, I have more challenge coming. Juma Kali more the challenge. Juma Day is a very good day. So good denotes holiness. So it's a holy Friday. For them it's a very holy day. I don't believe it's a great Friday. Anyway, according to the scriptures, whatever belief they have, but Allah gave many others an opportunity to have a day off. To have a day off. And for those who work, it was work, a day off with pay, subhanAllah. Bonus, subhanAllah. You get paid even for having a holiday. So now you've got a holiday, you're getting paid for it, and at the same time, if we waste that day in futile activities, what have we achieved? These weekends and these opportunities don't come, mashallah, Allah bless us all, alhamdulillah. And we are spending, like Shaykh mentioned, such an important time of the day. After Salatul Asr, until Maghrib is the time and our du'as will be accepted, inshallah. Eh? We are now in the zikr of Allah. What are we in the zikr of Allah? We are actually worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sitting in the house of Allah and we are worshipping Allah. When we are speaking and listening to the deen of Allah and to the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is nothing but worship, alhamdulillah. This is ibadah. And we hope Allah will accept it, inshallah. We hope Allah will accept it. And whatever du'as you want to make, somebody will mind Master Sheikh, can you make a dua for me? I want to get married, mashallah. Nice, beautiful wife, mashallah. Allah give you one, inshallah, especially Abdul Majid, inshallah. Yeah, inshallah. Don't worry, I was going to pick you up today, inshallah. He's a close friend of mine, mashallah. Allah's going to bless him, inshallah. Cheers? Abundan, inshallah. Don't mind me saying a few jokes, eh? No?
No.
I hope not, because any more than one week, I say, it's just the humor, it's just to get our frightened minds fresh again, inshallah. So these days, this time we're sitting, is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're worshipping Allah, we make dua, inshallah. Once we make dua verbally, or in our hearts, once we are listening, we make a dua, Allah accept this. Make special dua for me, Allah gives me sincerity, ikhlas, inshallah. Yeah? Make dua because it's very difficult for the speaker here to save himself from pride and vanity. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala saves me from pride and vanity. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Say Ameen, man. When I said to you, you said Ameen loudly, yeah? What about me, man? I need you as well, you know? You don't think I'm a black man, I don't need dua from black man. I do, man. I'm a black man, mashallah, yeah? Born and bred in black man. That's what I am, mashallah. Yeah. Not to say that people who are born in Russia are not good. Mashallah, you're so beautiful, mashallah. And handsome, by the way, yeah? You're pure in your heart, alhamdulillah. It's the feeling that when you have, when you sit amongst your friends, amongst the people that love you, you have this affection, a feeling. And I feel that, alhamdulillah, sitting here. Many a times you have a gathering, maybe it's got 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people. But you don't have that feeling here. You just feel, you don't have that warmth in the heart. A feeling which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, I get that here with the presence of Mashaykh. Actually, Zayd, alhamdulillah, hafidhahullah. Allah bless him. Ameen, ya Rabbi. So coming back to the issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that two things will be becoming young in a man. As soon as he reaches old age. Al-hibsu ala al-mal, wal-hibsu ala al-umr. He wants to live for all the time.